Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Bruce. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bob Bruce. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Yost reaches second base with a double. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive towards short. Button reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wilson for a passed ball. Nixon moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is called out on strikes. One out. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Tom Brewer. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Green reaches second base with a double. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to third. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bruce hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Nixon moves to third. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Geiger scores. It's 5-3, Tigers. Paul Foytak now pitching. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards the mound. Sturdivant settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Tasby reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tasby moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tasby scores. Runnels moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. It's 5-4, Tigers. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. Runnels scores. Wirtz moves to third. Two outs. It's Tigers, 5, Red Sox, 5. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Button hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Button reaches second base with a double. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturdivant bunts towards the mound. Foytak fields it and throws to first for the out. Button moves to third. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sturdivant, and towards Runnels, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yost hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, Tigers. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Malzahn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Geiger moves to second. It's 7-6, Tigers. Clem Labine now pitching. Rip Rapulski pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Geiger scores. Button moves to second. It's Tigers, 7, Red Sox, 7. Carroll Hardy pinch runs for Rip Rapulski. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tasby bunts towards the mound. Labine fields it and throws to first for the out. Button moves to third. Hardy moves to second. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Hardy is safe. Button scores. Hardy moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Lou Berberet now catching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams is walked intentionally. Runnels moves to second. Ed Sadowski pinch runs for Ted Williams. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hardy scores. Runnels scores. Sadowski moves to third. It's 10-7, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sadowski scores. Wirtz moves to second. It's 11-7, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Carroll Hardy now playing left field. Mike Forkneely's now pitching. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Fortnelli's covering, for the out. One out. Sandy Amorós pinch hits for Clem Labine. Sandy Amorós is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amorós strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.